I'm Rachel Otwell for NPR Illinois. Habitat for Humanity of Sangamon County builds homes for families who need some extra help getting settled. It's not a handout, though. The families often take part in the build and have to make regular payments. A new project is underway urging women to get involved. It's called 1,000 Women Strong Habitat Sangamon. Shane Squires is the development manager of Habitat for Humanity of Sangamon County. She joined me to talk more about it.
We want it to be an all-women build, women coming together in strength and solidarity and building for another Habitat family. It's pretty simple. It's 1,000 women. Giving $100 provides the funding and the manpower, and excuse the pun there, the muscle, so the funding and the muscle to build a Habitat house. The bottom line is that Habitat cannot build a home unless we have the resources. And it takes approximately $100,000 in resources to build a Habitat home. And that's start to finish. You know, start to finish, a lot of people don't think about the sewer hookup, the foundation, the walls, the roofing, the windows, every single item that has to go into building a home. That's what's covered with that money. And it is energy efficient so that for future, it's cost efficient as well.
There's an example of one female who will be taking part in this initiative, who is also a recipient and probably a good representation of some of the people needing houses, mothers, of course. If you can tell us a little bit about her story.
Well, Lisa has been a homeowner for the past 10 years, and she's really remained very active with Habitat, which is just fantastic. But it means so much to her that when we approached her about 1,000 Women Strong Habitat Sangamon, she said, oh, yes, you know, I want to participate. Great. There's a scholarship for you then. We'll get you on, signed up and get you going. No, I want to participate. She is saving her money to then actually be a fully fledged $100 participant in 1,000 Women Strong. When you talk to families, when you talk to Habitat homeowners and find out what this is meant to them, to truly own a home that's simple, decent, and affordable, the stability it's given them with their lives, and then to have them commit to doing a project like 1,000 Women Strong Habitat Sangamon, that just says it all.
And we've seen kind of a rise in women activists. Part of that had to do with election results, presidential election results. Is this at all related to that kind of uprising of women we're noticing? Did the idea spring forth from that at all?
Well, we had, you know, thought about it for a while, but I think that really impressed us and upon us that, you know, we're serving women. 80% of the families we serve are women with children. And they need stability, and they need a home that's simple, decent, and affordable. Affordable is key. And so, yes, women are powerful. And this is empowering for women. Even if you don't think you can build, when we come together and teach each other and learn together, we can do anything. And so that was really, I think the driving force was don't say no, say yes, we can do this. One of the things that I find, I love doing DIY and repurposing and building. And then I come across a woman who's never used a drill or never used a saw, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you're really missing out on life. Come on. And then they do it, and they're like, wow, I can really do this. And the next thing you know, they're using the chop saw, and they're using the drill. And then they're taking those skills home with them. And so it's really paying it forward in a lot of ways for the volunteers, for the homeowners. And this is really a long-term solution. It's something that lasts for generations. It's not a quick fix.
That was Shane Squires, development manager for Habitat for Humanity of Sangamon County. She told us about a project called 1,000 Women Strong. The organization hopes to be able to build a new house through the project by spring. More info is at nprillinois.org. I'm Rachel Otwell.